哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue learning this afternoon.
那在这个下午，我们要用圣经当中的膏油来做彼此学习的题目。
And in this afternoon, we would like to use the topic of oil recorded in the Bible as mutual sharing, the fragrant oil.
对，这个膏油的观念这个膏油的观念在圣经当中非常的重要。
And the concept of fragrant oil is very important in the Bible.
它从旧约一直到新约都有记载。
And they have been recording in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
在圣经当中有超过200次关于膏油的记录。
And there are more than 200 recordings of the fragrant oil recorded in the Bible.
并且是在生活上、在信仰上、在工作上都是用得到、都是需要的。
And they're necessary in daily lives as well as our faith and our work.
在以色列人的生活当中
，In the life of an Israelite,
膏油有许多不一样的功用。
And there are several functions. As far as fragrant oil,
它是可以用来治病
，and they can use it as medication.
它是可以用来使人归神
，and they can be utilized for men to return to God.
它也可以用来使一些器皿来成圣
，and they can be sanctified as a vessel.
所以呢，这个膏油的使用在以色列人来说，生活上、事业上。以及信仰上都有关联。
So it's for Israelites, fragrant oil are used in their daily life and their work as well as their faith.
那我们今天在下午的聚会，我们就从传道书当中来看传道书中的膏油。
And in this afternoon, we would like to study the fragrant oil recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们都知道传道书是所罗门所写人生的智慧。
And we all know this book, Ecclesiastes, was written by King Solomon as a wisdom of man.
所罗门是一个大有智慧的君王。
And King Solomon was a very wise king.
他已经看透了人生的真相。
He has seen through the truth in the meaning of life.
就在这个传道书当中给我们一个让我们能够看清楚我们的人生。
So he wrote this book so we can see our own life.
那我们就从传道书中所罗门所写的膏油来做一点思考。
So we would like to use the fragrant oil recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes as our mutual learning.
我们请翻到传道书的第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7.
传道书的七章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1.
传道书七章的第一节。
Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1.
名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。这是我们非常熟悉的一段经节。
This is a verse that we're all very familiar with.
尤其是第七章的第一节。跟第二节是参加告别式都会使用的经节。
And especially verses 1 and 2, these two verses are utilized during the memorial service.
因为我们知道说第一节跟第二节是教导我们思想人生而得到智慧。
And these two verses teach us that we can receive wisdom in our lives.
但是有一个非常有趣的现象。
But there's something very interesting.
就是我们常常念第一节跟第二节。
It is that we often read verses 1 and 2.
但是基本上第一句话全部跳过。
But basically the first phrase we often skip.
我们都直接从人死的日子胜过人生的日子来思想。
We often only quote, and the day of the death, then the day of one's birth.
来告诉我们人生必须要努力而有一个好的结局。
So we often encourage each other that we need to strive hard so we will have a good ending.
但是在这里把名誉如同膏油把这一者放在同一个地方。
But this, at the beginning of this verse, a good name is better than precious ointment.
他到底为什么要这样子放？
And why did it place here?
因为你这美好的名誉跟你人离开的时候有没有价值是一样的。 是有关系的。
And a good name has everything to do with the day of your death.
啊，说人死的日子怎么样胜过人生的日子呢？
So how is the day of death than the day of one's birth?
如果你是死的富足，死在恩典当中，有神看顾，有天国的把握，那你当然结束的日子比你生的日子更好啊。
So if you die and you have eternal life, eternal hope, and inheritance in heaven, then the day ofdeath is better than the day of birth.
哦，就像保罗所说。
Just like what Paul said.
啊，保罗说啊，我在两难当中啊。
And Paul said, I have two difficulties.
他说啊，哦，没有，我是 struggling 哦。
I have two struggles.
他说啊，我如果让他选，他情愿离开世间，回到耶稣那里，因为是好的无比的。
Because if I had a choice, I would rather die and go to in the bosom of Jesus Christ because it's better than anything.
哦，所以对保罗来讲，人死的日子是绝对好过人生的日子。
So to Paul, the day of death is better than the day of birth.
因为活着要受痛苦，活着有考验，活着有试探，活着有压力。
Because when he's alive, he is tempted, he is in trial, and there's stress and pressure.
啊，但是离开了与主同住，没有眼泪，没有忧伤，是好的无比的。
But if he depart from this world, there's no tear, there's no worry. It's better than anything.
啊，但是为什么保罗能够说这句话？
So how can Paul say this phrase?
因为他是有把握能够得救进天国的人呐。
Because he has the assurance of going into heaven.
哦，所以对这种人来说。
So to these kind of people,
说人离开的日子是远远好过了他生的日子。
So the day of death is far better than the day of birth.
但是当我们把这两段放在一起啊，两节放在一起啊。
But if we put these two phrases together,
他说啊，又讲了名誉如同美好的膏油，再讲人生结束的终局。
And he talked about a good name better than the precious ointment. And then he talked about the ending of a person.
你把它放在一起。
If you put them together.
那告诉我们说啊，你的人生结束要有价值，你必须要留下美好的名声。
In order for you to have value on the day of your death, then you must have a good name.
如同生命当中充满了美妙的膏油一样。
And just like in your life, you have fragrant oil.
啊，在古代啊，这个油膏啊，这个膏油并不便宜。
And in the ancient days, fragrant oils are very costly.
啊，它必须要用许多珍贵的材料、药材啊，需要时间来制造。
And they need to be manufactured with very costly ingredients.
啊，所以啊，以前啊，甚至于这个啊，香膏的价格跟黄金是等量，跟黄金一样贵重的、啊。
And at that time, the cost of a fragrances.It's as costly as a gold.
啊，它不只是本身非常有价值。
And it's just not that it has a lot of value.
而且它所发出来的香味让人感到愉悦。
But when they emit aroma, then it makes people feel happy.
但是在这里告诉我们说，对你我来说，美好的名誉比这些更加的珍贵。
But it is recorded that a good name is better than the precious ointment.
哦，所以作为一个基督徒，我们一定要努力的能够有好的名声。
So as a Christian, we need to strive hard to have a good name.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Book of Acts chapter 6.
《使徒行传》第六章的第一节
Acts chapter 6 verse 1
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。第二节十二个使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。第三节所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们来管理这事。这里是使徒行传当中啊，选立工人的要求。
And here records the requirement of selectingchurch
workers. 因为教会在发展，人数越来越多，所以他们需要更多的工人。
So as church grows, we need more workers.
啊，所以在这里我们看到使徒时代第一次挑选工人。
And this is the first time in the apostolic church that they chose workers.
并且在挑选工人当中设下了他的条件。
And during this selection, they set rules.
条件是什么呢？
What are the rules?
这里讲说，好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
Good reputation, full of Holy Spirit and wisdom.
这个是挑选工人今天所需要的条件。
And these are the same requirements that we choose workers today.
但是我们如果仔细看，他的第一个要求是要有好名声。
If you look carefully, the first requirement is to have a good reputation.
然后第二个才讲到圣灵充满。
And then second, it talked about the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
是好名声比圣灵更重要吗？
Is it because good reputation is more important than being filled with the Holy Spirit?
其实不是的啊。
Actually, no.
为什么把好名声放在前面？
But why do they put good reputation as the first requirement?
因为好名声是圣灵充满的自然结果。
Because having a good reputation, it is the natural occurrence of receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人如果真的常常祷告，
So if a person often pray,
而且是用心在跟神沟通，
And they strive hard to use their heart to pray to God.
慢慢的一个人在祷告当中一定会改变。
So slowly in their prayer, they will change.
慢慢的原本的坏脾气，脾气越来越好。
And the bad temper they have, they will improve.
原本很骄傲，越来越谦卑。
Initially, their pride, prideful, they will become humble.
原本讲话很冲，现在越来越温柔。
And sometimes they talk very straight, but then they will be meek.
原本非常的自私，现在非常懂得体谅。
And sometimes they are very selfish, but then they will learn to understand others.
说这个就是自然的圣灵中祷告的结果。
This is a natural occurrence of a prayer.
所以为什么把好名声放在前面？
So why do they put good reputation first?
因为如果没有好名声，请你不用讨论到底圣灵有没有充满。
Because if you do not have a good reputation, you don't need to discuss if you have the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们有时候常讲啊，要求圣灵充满，要求圣灵充满。
And we often emphasize of having the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
请问一下，什么叫圣灵充满？要满到多少？要多少趴才叫做满
？So let me ask you, what is how full is the Holy Spirit? What percentage of the Holy Spirit do you need to fulfill?
我们如果来问信徒哦。
So let's ask members.
请问一下，请问你的圣灵现在是几趴？
Let me ask you what percentage of fullness of the Holy Spirit you have now.
9N 几趴？你要想手机拿起来，你可以看一下你还有几趴嘛，对不对？
On your cell phone, you can look and how much battery you have left.
现在没有叫你看手机哦，不要找借口看手机啊。
I'm not telling you to look at your cell phone now.
很多生活上的东西，你可以知道它多少的比例，你可以知道它还有多少的百分比，多少的 percentage.
So, many things in our life, we can find the percentage or how much power we have.
但是啊，圣灵它本身你怎么去衡量你到底有没有满？
But how do you measure the fullness of the Holy Spirit?
你是 50%, 70%, 99%, 还是不小心爆了变成 101%?
Are you 50% full, 70 or 90 or even more than 100% full?
其实你不知道啊。
But actually you don't know.
但是你知道一件事情哦。
But you know one thing.
这里讲说，如果你有好名声，如果你圣灵充满，你自然会有好名声。
So here it tells us that if you are full with the Holy Spirit, then naturally you will have good reputation.
所以好名声是结果。
So good reputation is the result.
而不是你努力的目标。
It's not the goal of your pursuit.
要记住我们再讲一次啊。
Let me emphasize this again.
信仰的目的，祷告的原因不是为了有好名声，不是。
And the purpose of prayer is not to receive good reputation.
而是因为你常常祷告，你生命改变，你的行为改变，你的言语改变，你自然而然就有了好名声。
Because if you pray, your life will change, your behavior, your speech will change. And naturally, you will have good reputation.
因为好名声是可以靠人的努力去得到的。
Because you can receive good reputation through your effort.
但是这种好名声在神眼中可能没有价值。
But this kind of effort is meaningless in front of God.
怎么说呢？
So let me explain.
你说有些有钱人啊，非常有钱啊。
So some people who are extremely wealthy.
然后捐很多钱去帮助那个需要的，帮助慈善事业。
And they give out a lot of money for a lot of people.
啊，他们每个都有好名声。
Every one of them has good reputation.
有爱心啊，肯捐款啊，大善人啊，都有好名声啊。
And they have great love. They're willing to give. They're good people.
但是有的人他捐钱是因为真正有怜悯的心肠。
And some people, when they give money away, because they have merciful hearts.
有些人捐钱只是希望别人给他拍拍手，说他好棒。
And some people donate money so people can applaud them.
有些人捐钱只是需要，只是因为需要抵税。
And some people donate money because they want to save taxes.
与其被政府收走，干脆给慈善机构。
So it's better to give to the charity than giving the money to the government.
啊，还可以赚一点名声回来，上新闻啊，上报纸啊，也不错。
And maybe they can receive some good reputation, and maybe they'll even get on the news.
你看啊，这些有钱人都捐钱。
So these wealthy men, they give donations.
而且都捐得很多。
They give a lot.
这些人都有好名声，大社会大众啊，给他拍拍手啊。
So all of them has good reputation, and everyone applaud them.
啊，但是在神的眼中。这样子的名声，它的意义跟价值是完全不同的。
But in the eyes of God, the reputation is very different.
所以神所要的不是我们努力去经营自己的好名声。
So what God wants is not for us to try to pursue and manage having a good reputation.
啊，一来到教会啊，哇，突然变得非常虔诚，好名声啊。
So when you come to church, all of a sudden you become very devout. Then you have good reputation.
哇，那开口啊，开口闭口都是啊，感谢主啦，啊，主耶稣恩典啦，哎呀，哈利路亚。
And when you come to church, you say hallelujah, thank God.
因为你希望大家都觉得说你好虔诚哦，你好棒哦。
Because everyone they want people to think that they're very devout and you're very good.
那祷告的时候啊，一听到有人经过，哇、哦，突然很大声。
So when you pray, if you see people listening, then you will pray very loudly.
然后一面祷告一面听啊，哎，走了。
But if that person walks away, then you quiet down.
哦，你可能真的会得到好名声哦，真的会得到哦。
Perhaps you may receive good reputation.
啊，可能人家不知道，觉得说，你看那个年轻人这么虔诚，你看那个信徒啊这么热心，你可能会有好名声。
So people will see that you try very hard, you have very good reputation.
但是这种用经营出来的好名声。在神眼中是没有价值的。
But this kind of pursuing for good reputation is meaningless in front of God.
所以好名声不是用经营而得到。
So having good reputation is something that you don't try to receive.
而是因为你常常祷告，圣灵充满而产生的自然结果。
So, when you pray a lot, and then you will naturally receive good reputation.
如同那美好的膏油在你人生的路上能够充满的芬芳。
Just like the fragrant oil, they will emit a great aroma in your life.
所以你不觉得很奇怪吗？为什么第七章，传道书七章的一节跟二节，把这个名声跟人离世把它放在一起？
So do you feel strange that in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verses 1 and 2, it puts good reputation and death together?
因为人总有一天会离开这个世间。
Because one day all of us will depart from this world.
啊，但是有些人离开了就没有人知道了。
Because some people when they depart, no one will know them anymore.
但是有些人他的人生的纪念，人生的路基却常常被人所纪念。
But some other people, when they leave this world, their path of life will be remembered by others.
因为他们的生命的每一步都有这芬芳的膏油。
Because every step of their life emits a great aroma.
被人所纪念。
People will remember them.
也被神所肯定。
And God will attest them.
我们看回来传道书的第九章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书的第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9,
第七节
verse 7.
传道书九章的第七节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7.
啊，这里说你只管欢欢喜喜的吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。第八节
verse 8.
你的衣服当时常洁白，你头上也不要缺少 膏油。在这里传道书讲到了第二个膏油。
And here the book of Ecclesiastes mentioned the second type of oil.
啊，这里的膏油讲的是什么呢？
And what type of oil is this?
啊，这里的膏油讲的是神在你生命当中给你的恩典，给你的喜悦。
And these are the joy and grace that God has given you in your life.
所以第七节说，你可以欢喜快乐的去过你的生活。
And chapter 7 says you can live your life happily.
能够快乐的吃，快乐的喝，快乐的享受日光之下神所赐给你的一切。
And you can eat the bread with joy. You can drink with joy and enjoy everything that God has given you.
但是为什么你可以享受这一切？所得着享受这享受你的人生呢
？So why can you receive all these and enjoy your life？
为什么你的生命要蒙福？为什么神要眷顾你？要给你恩典呢
？Why do you need to live a blessed life？
这里讲说，因为神已经悦纳了你的作为啊。
Because God has already accepted your works。
这个叫做生命的价值。
This is called the value of life。
有很多人生命当中也是吃吃喝喝。
And other people in their life, they drink and they eat.
该玩玩，该享受就享受。
And when they want to enjoy, they enjoy.
有时候我在看啊，我以前的认识的朋友，我以前上班的时候认识的朋友，有时候在看他们的脸书啊。
And sometimes I go and look at the Facebook of my past colleagues.
然后有的他们非常非常有钱啊。
And they're very wealthy now.
常常就看到啊，做那个带着全家啊，带着小朋友啊，去做那个什么。Disney Cruise 啊，19天啊，哇，到处去玩啊。
And they would take their children and their family to Disney Cruise for 19 days.
我跟我同事讲说，我跟以前的朋友讲说，哇，你越来越胖啊。
And I told my,
吃得太好啊，吃得太好。
I told my friend that they're getting very fat.
你小心啊，高胆固醇啊，高血糖，高血脂，高血压，你需要兄弟别走太早啊。
And I remind them that they're getting fat and during high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high sugar.
世界上很多人，他们也是吃吃喝喝啊。
In this world, many people eat and drink.
但是在这里的吃喝却不一样。
But the eating and drinking here is different.
我们来看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
传道书的九章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9.
我说，在你一生虚空的年日，就是神所赐给你在日光之下虚空的年日，同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为这是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事所得的份啊。在这里讲到什么叫做在神里的恩典。
And here talk about the meaning of the blessing in God.
就是啊，能够享受你手劳碌所得来的。
And it is to enjoy the things that you have labored with your hand.
你会觉得说，这个哪里是恩典啊？
You might think that what kind of blessing is this?
我工作做得这么辛苦，加班到半夜，我赚到的钱，我把它花掉。这有什么恩典啊？
And you might think that I work so hard, I even work overtime, and I receive my pay. What kind of blessing is this?
你看我以前那个同事。
And my ex-colleague.
哇，住豪宅，开名车，全家爱飞哪里就飞哪里，整天都在旅行。
And they live in a big house, they drive expensive car, and they take long vacations.
我们觉得说，哇，那个才叫做吃喝中啊，吃喝中人生的成功啊。
And then people would think that this is the success in eating and drinking.
但是在传道书当中，在神的眼里却不是这样。
But in the book of Ecclesiastes, in the eyes of God, it's not so.
他告诉我们说，当我们能够知足而享受我们所拥有的。
And here talk about if we can be content and enjoy what we have.
不管你有多还是有少。
No matter how much you have, more or less.
你只要能够懂得欣赏，能够享受，能够好好的沉溺在，能够好好的活在快乐当中。
As long as you can be content and live joyfully.
你就是一个成功的人啊。
Then you're a person of success.
你就是一个蒙祝福的人。
And then you're a blessed person.
因为幸福从来不取决在你外在的条件有多好。
Because blissfulness is never in your outer appearance.
有一次啊，我遇到一对夫妻啊。
I met a couple one time.
其实也不是遇到啦，我偷看到的齁。
I accidentally saw them.
这对夫妻其实从人来看啊，他们的条件真的不怎么样。
And from our appearance, they're not very wealthy.
长得也没有什么，不是什么俊男美女啦，长得实在是长得没，就是很普通啦。
And our appearance is very ordinary.
工作非常不顺利啊。
And their job is not very smooth either.
经济非常紧绷啊。
And their finance is very tight.
身体非常不好啊，两个健康都不好。
And both of them, they do not have good health.
但是哦，你知道我偷看到什么？
So guess what I saw?
我偷看到哦，他们聚会的时候哦。
I saw them during service.
哦，唱诗站起来唱诗的时候啊。
When they got up to sing hymns.
哦，我就看到啊，那个先生啊手就背在后面偷偷过去拉他太太的手。
And I saw the husband reaching over to his wife's hand and held her hand.
然后就握着他的手在背后这样唱诗。
And he held her hand and sang him.
我就是说啊，这个就是幸福，不是吗？
So isn't this a blessed life?
其实你身旁当中有爱你的人，跟你爱的人，这就是一种幸福。
So having a person who loves you next to you, it is a blessing.
啊，总比啊，哇，非常的富裕啊，但是啊，天天提心吊胆的来的好吧？
So it's better than having a lot of wealth, but every day you're living in a scare.
我们都听过一个故事啊。
We all heard a story.
他说啊，有一个有钱人经过一个穷人的家。
And one day a wealthy man walked past a poor man's house.
结果啊，突然良心发啊，不对，突然那个动了慈心呐。
And suddenly he had compassion.
啊，就啊，从口袋里啊拿了5000块就给了这个穷人呐。
So he reached in his pocket and gave this poor man $5,000.
他说来，那个你要啊，这个你太辛苦了，活得太辛苦，来，这个给你，好好的补补身体啊。
And you live a pitiful life. Here's $5,000 for you.
啊，结果啊，那个哇，那个穷人太感动了，太感谢了。
And the poor man was so moved.
啊，然后啊，就把钱收下来。
And he received the money.
啊，从收下来之后就糟糕了。
And after he received it, calamity came.
啊，原本啊一无所有，但是活得非常的平安。
And in the beginning, he had nothing, but he lived peacefully.
啊，现在不平安呐。
Now he's no longer peaceful.
为什么不平安
？Why not？
啊，很怕钱被人家看到啊，被人家偷走啊。
Because he is afraid that people will know that he has money.
哇，那个有钱人给我的时候，隔壁那个小李啊，那个眼啊，隔壁那个人啊，看我的样子啊，怪怪的哦。
And when a rich man gave me the money, my neighbor looked at me in a different way.
啊，是不是他看到了什么？
Maybe he saw something.
啊，然后呢，晚上要睡觉了啊。
So before he went to bed.
啊，藏哪里
？Where do I hide the money？
藏在床底下。
Should I put it under the bed？
要睡到一半不行啊。
And he slept and he woke up.
啊，要是啊，那个我起来上厕所的时候，小偷把钱偷走怎么办呢
？What if I got up to go to the restroom and the thief came and stole the money？
啊，就换地方。
So let me put it in another place.
啊，就爬到那个屋顶上啊，爬到那个房梁上面，然后放在梁上。
So he went up the attic and put it in the attic.
啊，放又不对啊！人家说梁上君子，梁上君子啊，小偷都直接铺上面的。
So he thought, well, this is not safe either.
哇，结果啊，半夜啊在折腾哦，半夜啊凌晨三点又爬到屋顶上，又把钱拿下来了。哇，这藏哪里啊？藏哪里啊
？So at 3 a.m. he woke up again and he went and got the money and he was thinking, where do I hide the money now?
啊，就跑到外面去啊，开始挖洞。
So he went outside to dig a hole.
我藏地下可以吧？
I'll hide it underground.
啊，挖盖起来哦，终于可以安心睡觉。
And then he covered it up and he went to sleep.
哇，睡不着啊。
But he could not sleep.
哎，快天亮嘞。
It's almost daybreak.
啊，会不会人家发现啊，那个土这里的土有挖过的痕迹啊？很好奇就来挖挖看啊。
And maybe some people saw that there's the ground looks weird, so they might dig it and see what's inside.
还有啊，隔壁那只很讨厌的狗最喜欢到处乱挖，会不会刚好挖到我这个洞啊
？And perhaps a dog next door might dig money out.
哇，疯了！晚上疯了，凌晨4:30呢，又跑出去把那个挖挖挖，又把洞挖开，又把钱拿回来了。
So at 4:30 a.m. he went and dug out the money again.
啊，所以啊，整晚都没有睡。
So he did not sleep the entire night.
啊，闹到血，原本很正常，身体也很好啊，睡眠非常好啊，现在一搞高血压。
And before this, he had very good health, he had very good sleep, but now he has high blood pressure.
所以啊，拥有不代表你能够享受。
So having more doesn't mean you can enjoy.
拥有很多不代表你就拥有幸福的生活。
And having a lot of wealth doesn't mean you will live a blessed life.
所以在这里说，神要赐给你恩典。
So here it says God will give you blessing.
如同膏油一样高过你的生命。
And just like the oil over your life.
就是你无论有多少在主里都能够平安而享受它。
As you said, no matter how much you have, you can enjoy what you have in the Lord.
这个叫做蒙恩的膏油。
And this is the blessed oil.
但是你要得到这样的恩典。
So in order to receive this grace,
其实它是有要求的。
And there are prerequisites.
啊，有什么要求呢
？What requirement？
啊，这里讲说，你的衣服要常洁白，你头上不可缺少膏油。
Verse 8, let your garment always be white, and let your head lack no oil.
啊，当然，原本第八节这里讲的是恩典呐、啊。
And here talk about the grace.
衣服洁白表示你生活很稳定啊，你能够洗衣服就是生活稳定啦。
And having a garment always white means you have a stable life.
啊，代表你经济还可以啊，经济蛮。很好啊
and you have good finances.
头上有膏油代表什么代表说啊你的啊头上有膏油代表说你懂你能够享受生活
and when you have oil in your head that means you can enjoy your life.
所以其实原本第七节跟第八节讲的都是恩典
so initially verses 7 and 8 talk about the grace.
啊，但是我们啊如果做一个联想、哦、
but if you think thoroughly
我们来看一下诗篇的133篇
Turn to Psalm chapter 133.
诗篇的133篇
Psalm 133.
第二节
Verse 2.
诗篇的133篇的第二节
Psalms 133 verse 2.
那说那好比贵重的膏油膏在亚伦的头上流到胡须流到衣襟、啊、这里圣经特别讲到说膏油从亚伦的头上到他的胡须一直到衣襟那整个空间就充满了那个膏油的香气
And here the precious oil running down the beard of Aaron and running down the edge of garment that means his fragrance emit throughout the entire room
这是一个大福气大恩典也是一个非常重要的时刻
This is a great grace, great blessing and this is a very important time
这什么时间呢
And what is the time?
我们来看利未记的第八章
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 8
利未记的第八章
Leviticus chapter 8
利未记第八章的第十节
Chapter 8 verse 10
第十节
Verse 10
摩西用膏油抹帐幕和其中所有的使他成圣11节又用膏油在坛上弹了七次又抹了坛和坛的一切器皿并洗濯盆和盆座使他成圣12节又把膏油倒在亚伦的头上膏他使他成圣、啊、在这里10节11节跟12节讲到了三个成圣成圣成圣
And here in verses 10 through 12 we talk about three consecrations、
啊、因为在这里呢、啊、神为他们建造会幕
And here God built a tabernacle
同时为他们设立起了祭司的制度
And it established the priesthood
而且第一任的大祭司就是亚伦
And the first high priest is Aaron、
啊、所以用油抹这个会幕会幕就成圣
So when the oil is When the tabernacle is anointed,
用油来抹这个器皿，器皿就成圣。
And it become consecrated. When the oil is anointing the vessel, then it become consecrated.
而把这个油倒在亚伦的头上，亚伦就成圣。
And the oil is poured on the head of Aaron, then he became consecrated.
为什么他会成圣呢？
Why is it consecrated?
是因为有油膏所以它成圣吗
Is it because it has oil so it's consecrated?
不是
No, it's not.
因为抹了油代表这样东西或这个人改变了拥有权。
So when,
ownership,
the oil is anointed, that means this thing has changed ownership.、
啊、就是会幕被油膏代表会幕属于神。
So when the tabernacle is anointed with oil, it belongs to God.
亚伦被油膏代表亚伦献给神。
When Aaron is anointed with oil, then he became God's possession.
也因为归神所以成圣。
Because they belong to God, that's why it is consecrated.
并不是油膏使他成圣。
It is not the oil that made the consecration.
而是油膏代表的意义。
That's the only the meaning of oil.
你抹下去的所有权就转变了。
So if you anoint it, that means the ownership changed.
所以为什么啊？所以在这里特别讲到说，油膏从亚伦的头流到胡须，流到他的衣襟。
And why did it say that the oil went from the head to the beard and the garment of Aaron?
因为亚伦从那时候开始，生命的所有权转变了。
Because at that moment, Aaron's life completely changed.
人都喜欢自己决定自己的人生。
Every one of us want to control our own lives.
但是我们自己决定自己为自己的人生来负责。
But if we make the decision, we have to be responsible.
啊，所以很多人啊，虽然信了耶稣，信了很久，但是跌跌撞撞的活得很苦。
But because many people, they believe in Jesus Christ for a long time, but they live a difficult life.
作为传道者，有时候我们会有一些信徒来跟我们抱怨。
And as a pastor, we have members complaining to us.
他说我信主信这么久了。
I have been a member for a long time.
为什么神都没有恩待我？
Why did God not bless me?
为什么神都没有眷顾我？为什么生命当中问题还这么多？
Why did God not take care of me? Why do I have so much problem?
当然人生有问题可能有很多不一样的原因。
And when a person has difficulty in their life, there could be various reasons.
但是可能有其中的一个原因。
But one of the possible reasons is,
就是虽然你信了主，但是主权从来没有转换。
It is, even though you believe in God, but the ownership has never changed.
我的时间
My time
我的金钱
My money
我要怎么用我就怎么用它
I want to utilize it the way I want it
我愿意拿来教会我就拿我不愿意的时候我不高兴的时候我就不要
If I'm happy then I'll bring it to church If not then I'll keep it to myself
所以很多时候因为我们还把生命的掌控权全部抓在自己的手上
Because many times we grab hold of the ownership.
所以到最后虽然有信主但是看不到神的能力。
And at the end, although you believe in God, but you cannot see the power of God.
因为你自己决定你就要自己负责。
Because if you make the decision, you have to be responsible.
所以我们不要以为这个其实跟你做了多少事情是没有关系的。
And this has nothing to do with how much work you do.
跟你奉献了多少钱也没有关系。
Or how much money you offered.
它是一个观念上的问题。
It's a conceptual thing.
是，就是这些你所拥有的到底是谁的？
Who owns what you have?
如果说这是我的。
If you said these all belong to me.
我捐钱是因为我高兴。
I offer because I'm happy.
我捐良心平安的可以吗？
And I do it because I want to be happy and have clear conscience.
说这个当你把这跟你做了多少真的没有关系。
And it has nothing to do with how much you have.
我们讲一个例子啊。
Let me give you an example.
主耶稣有一次遇到一个有钱的少年财主。
And one time, Jesus met a rich young ruler.
这个人是好人啊。
This is a good young man.
好得不得了。
He is so wonderful.
可能比你我都好。
He is better than you and I.
这个人是个有钱人。
He's a wealthy person.
可能奉献很多。
He might offer a lot.
可能奉献的比12个使徒加起来都还要多。
He might offer more than the 12 disciples.
但是到最后他却忧忧愁愁的离开。
But at the end, he left sorrowfully.
不是他做的比别人少哦。
It is not that he has done less than others.
他可能做的比别人多，甚至比你我都更多。
He might have done more than you and I.
但是问题在哪里？
But where's the problem?
主权。
The ownership.
主耶稣他最后忧忧愁愁的走了。
So at the end, he left sorrowfully.
主耶稣讲了一句话。
Then Jesus said one thing.
他说，倚靠钱财的人进天国是难的。
Jesus said, it is difficult.For men to enter into heaven having great wealth.
不是拥有钱财要重翻了不是拥有钱财进天国是难的哦。
It is not that having great wealth, a hindrance to going into heaven.
有钱从来不是问题。
Having money is not the problem.
你觉得你很有钱吗？
If you think you're rich.
你有约瑟有钱吗？
Do you have more money than Joseph?
整个埃及国除了法老通通都是他的。
And other than Pharaoh, everything else belonged to Joseph.
圣经里面讲说以撒是个大富户。
The Bible says Isaac was a man with great wealth.
人家成千上万的牛群羊群，我们现在去那个超商买块牛肉都要想，买块羊肉都要想一下，哇，这么贵。
He has innumerable livestock, and if you go to the market today, and when you buy beef, you might consider the price.
我们上次去 Costco 哦。
And one time we went to Costco.
我们家小孩跟我说：“爸爸，我要吃羊肉。”
And my children told me that I want a lamb.
我说：“你去跟你妈讲。”
I told.My kid to go talk to your mom.
然后我跟他们讲说，你看，这块羊这么贵。
And I told them, this piece of lamb is very expensive.
要不然我们下次去澳洲去吃你阿嬷的。
And should we go to Australia?
是阿
嬷
不用钱嘛，对不对
？Next time and go eat lamb at your grandmother's house.
这就我们家两个小孩他们两个就自己商量啊。
So the two children discussed.
就凑一凑把两个人的那个零用钱凑一凑，自己买了一块回家。
And so they put their allowance together and they took a piece of lamb home.
人家以撒是大富户，牛群羊群成千上万你多有钱。
And Isaac is so rich that he has so much livestock.
但是以撒、雅各、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟，这都是神所爱的百姓
But Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, these are the people that God loved.
所以有钱不要害怕。
So don't be afraid to have a lot of money.
有钱从来不是问题。
And that's not the problem.
主权才是问题。
But the ownership, the sovereignty is the problem.
他说这个少年财主是什么？放不下，舍不得，离不开，这才是问题啊。
And the rich young ruler, the problem with him is that he could not let go of his wealth.
他说这是主耶稣讲嘛，倚靠钱财啊，抓住了，倚靠的。
And this person rely on his wealth.
主权在自己手上。
And the sovereignty belong to him.
他可能给了很多，捐了很多，但是这不是问题的关键。
He might have given a lot. This is not the problem.
关键是他觉得这些都是我的。
The key is that he thinks that all these belong to him.
啊，但是当这个油膏从亚伦的头高到他的胡须，到他的衣襟，代表他归神为圣，成为神所用的大祭司。
So when the oil is anointed from the head to beard and the garment of Aaron, that means that he has become the anointed one and the high priest.
因为生命的归属，他现在是属于神的，生命归属改变，所以香气就出现了。
So because he has changed in ownership and his life, that means the fragrance has been emitted.
而香气一出现，你就这里讲说神悦纳你啊，你可以快快乐乐、高高兴兴的过你的日子啦。
So when the fragrance has been emitted.Immediate, then you can live a joyful life.
啊，所以我们的，所以我们的人生是属于谁的
？So who does our life belong to?
啊，谁是我们生命的主人
？Who is the owner of our life?
这个问题搞清楚，你就知道怎么样活出快乐的人生来。
So if you can understand this question, then you can live a joyful life.
啊，最后我们看回来传道书。
Lastly, let's turn back to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第十章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
第十章的第一节。
Verse 1.
十章的第一节
10,
这里讲说死苍蝇使坐香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点的愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。很可惜的，第三个膏油他所讲的是负面的。
And unfortunately, the third type of oil is something negative.
他说啊，一只一只的死苍蝇可以毁掉了整瓶的膏油。
And one dead flycan destroy the entire jar of oil.
你可能会觉得很奇怪啊。
You might feel something weird.
啊，那个苍蝇掉进去把它捞出来就好了嘛。干嘛这么浪费呢
？When a dead fly flies in, then all you have to do is take it out.
那嘴巴讲都很简单哦。
Well, it's easier said than done.
下次你们煮汤的时候掉一只蟑螂进去看看。
Next time you cook a soup and a dead fly goes in.
紧张什么？捞出来就好了。
What are you worrying about? Just take it out.
才不要嘞！整锅倒掉啊！你浪费。
I want to throw away this whole pot.
啊，为什么？因为你就算把它捞出来掉，你看着还是喝不下去啊。
Although you take the dead fly out, then you still won't drink the soup.
啊，因为啊，它已经毁掉了这一锅汤它所有的价值。
Because it has destroyed the entire value of this pot of soup.
啊，当然在这里不是这个原因啊。
And over here, it's not this meaning.
因为在制作膏油，它是有个过程的。
So in the process of making this oil.
啊，它需要加入很多的很贵重的一些香料啊，原料，它需要加一些很贵重的东西。
And you put in a lot of very costly ingredients.
啊，然后需要密封起来，要存放一段的时间。
And you need to seal it for a period of time.
啊，使它里面产生化学反应啊，最后呢，才能产生那个长久的香气。
Then it will have chemical reaction. Then later on, it will emit fragrance.
啊，但是呢，当你在制作的过程当中
，But during the process,
因为这里讲说是做香的膏油啊，还没有完成啊。
This is the unfinished product.
啊，它是正在制作的过程当中掉进去的。
And during the process of making the oil, the dead fly fell in.
你没有注意到。
You did not see it.
你没有检查它。
You did not examine it.
啊，你就啊 ，OK 啊，关起来，密封，收起来啊，就收起来了啊，以后可以拿出来，可以拿出来使用。
So you just sealed it and put it aside, and you can take it out later.
啊，结果啊，那一只死苍蝇在里面呢、啊，跟着这些东西一起来产生化学反应。
So this dead fly is having chemical reaction with all the fragrance.
啊，等你再打开的时候，你会昏倒啊。
But when you open it, you will faint.
因为啊，可能苍蝇已经不见了。
Although this fly may disappear.
但是啊，你那个点下去那个香。香膏就是有一个怪味。
But this fragrance will have strange taste.
啊，好像还是香膏，好像还是有香气，但是里面总是有一个怪怪的味道。
Although it's still a bit fragrance, but there's a strange smell to it.
因为它已经不纯洁了。
Because it's no longer pure.
啊，这就是给我们的一个警告。
And this serves as a warning.
啊，生命的路，信仰的路，要维持起初的信，一直走到末了。
And the path of life, we must last to the end.
不要为了一点小事，不要为了一点不愿意去面对的小错，到最后毁掉了整罐原来美好的膏油。
And do not let a little thing hinder you from the fragrant oil at the end.
那其实啊，那个膏那个苍蝇掉到膏油里，你是看不清楚的。
And when
它不是水啊。
When a dead fly flies into the the oil, you can't see it.
哦，那个油膏本身是粘稠的，可能有颜色。你苍蝇掉进去，你不见得有看到。
And this oil has viscosity. When the dead fly goes in, you may not see it.
啊，但是如果第一你不注意
，And first if you do not see it.
第二你不检查
，Second you don't accept.
你没有再把它过滤一次
，You do not filter it again.
你觉得啊，不会啦，没事啦，省麻烦啦，干嘛这么辛苦做什么
？You think you will nothing will happen. You want to save you some trouble.
因为缺乏谨慎，因为缺乏小心。
So if you lack alertness or carefulness,
啊，所以到最后你花了这么多的时间，付出这么多的代价，用了这么多材料的膏油，到最后却打开没有任何的价值。
So the oil that you put a lot of effort and cost into, it will have no value.
而这一罐膏油就是你我的人生。
And this a jar of oil is our life.
啊，它是在经过很多很多的美好的材料，经过熬煮的过程，到最后原本应该是带来很多的香气。
And it is produced through a lot of effort, and we expect a fragrance.
这是神对你我的期望。
And this is the expectation of God.
就是希望你我走到人生的终局，能够在神面前如同香膏一样。
And he expects us at the end of our life, we can emit fragrant oil.
但是千万不要为了因为一只千万不要为了一只苍蝇。一个我们不愿意去面对的问题，而到最后毁掉了我们的一生。
But not, do not let it destroy our entire life just because of a dead fly or something that, that little problem that we don't want to face in our life.
那所以保罗不断的啊，彼得不断的在提醒我们。
So Peter constantly, remind us.
啊，告诉我们要谨慎。
He told us to be alert.
啊，因为我们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子一样。
Because Satan, our enemy, is like a roaring lion.
啊，或者你换个说法啦。
In another word,
说我们的仇敌魔鬼好像苍蝇一样啊。
Our enemy, Satan, is like a dead fly.
他很努力，还没有死啊、
哦 fly
哦，很努力的想要死在你这个膏油里面。
And he tried very hard to die in your jar of oil.
所以啊，其实啊，我们今天的人生像什么
？So what is our life like today?
其实我们今天的人生有点像在非洲啊。
And our life today is like in Africa.
因为非洲苍蝇多。
Because there are a lot of flies in Africa.
苍蝇啊，苍蝇啊！我们今天人生大家都是这样活啊。
And this is kind of our life today.
啊，讨厌呐、啊，魔鬼啊，讨厌呐、啊，魔鬼啊
！Satan is so annoying.
魔鬼就像苍蝇一样啊，不想不断的想要给你找机会，让你恶心呐、啊。
And Satan is like fly; they want to annoy you.
啊、哦，我们到非洲去啊，有个同工告诉我啊。
And when we went to Africa, one of the co-worker told me.
他说他们早期去啊，更惨。
In the earlier days, went to Africa. It's even worse.
有一天要吃饭哦。
One day they want to have a meal.
啊，走过去啊，那个童工说：“哎呀，今天不错啊，白米饭加芝麻。”
And today, oh, they had sesame and rice. It's great.、
啊、再走近一点，哇，全部都飞走了。
when they walk closer, all the sesame flew away.
啊，怎么办？啊，吃下去啊，怎么办
？What do they do? They still have to eat it.
啊，所以啊，真的，今天你就把魔鬼啊，你就把魔鬼当做我们身旁很多的苍蝇这样就好了啊。
So just pretend Satan is like a lot of fly anointing us.
其实属神的人，魔鬼对你做不了什么的，你不用。你不用太，你不要，哎呦，会不会有鬼啊？信耶稣的人胆壮像狮子，这个反而不是你要害怕的地方。
As a Christian who belong to God, you don't need to worry about Satan annoying you or attacking you.
啊，其实啊，魔鬼就像啊苍蝇一样
，Satan is just like a fly，
在旁边很烦、很闹、很吵。
It's noisy and it's very annoying.
啊，但是你要小心啊。
But you have to be careful.
因为他好想死在你这个油膏里面。
Because he really wants to die in your jar.
他知道只要他能够冲过防守线，能够进到油膏里，然后你没有检查。
So as long as he can pass through the barrier and you don't examine it and he enter into the jar of oil.
到最后他就可以毁掉你一生努力的结果。
And at the end, he can destroy the entire effort of your life.
啊，所以我们现在啊要来一起祷告哦。
And now we're kneeling down to pray.
啊，祷告当中我们要特别求神看顾保守我们每一个人。
And during prayer, we need to ask God to guide and protect every one of us.
你我都在制造这一罐的香膏。
And you and I are producing this jar of oil today.
而它是需要经过熬炼的过程啊。
And needs to go through a process.
啊，所以我们信仰的路并不好走。
So it is not easy to walk the faith of life.
啊，但是要努力进窄门，要能够到终点。
So we need to strive hard to enter into this narrow gate and enter into our destination.
但是在我们在预备这个香膏的同时
，But while we're preparing for this jar of oil,
千万不要失去了谨慎的心。
Do not lose the heart of alertness.
啊，常常自我反省。
We need to self-examine often.
不确定的时候，再拿那个滤网给它滤一下，滤一下，滤一下啊。
So, if you're not sure, then take out a filter and look at it.
一滤，哎呀，死苍蝇！一丢，啊，你那个香膏就没事了。
So if you filter it and you see a dead fly, you throw it away, then the fragrance can continue.
啊，是让我们每一个人在走完这一条信仰的路。
So may all of us can finish this path of faith.
来，当我们的人生最后在神面前一打开。
And at the end of our life, when we open this jar of oil,
都能够芬香充满了整个屋子。
And every one of us can have this sweet aroma filling the entire house.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward and pray.